the lives and living grown over. My moss and snails and the thunder of millions of others who live and talk until they too are covered and no longer walk. I see the old ruins and the walls and woods, enchantments from ecstasies and floods, and wonder how everything goes down into nowhere where nothing flows. I see you fearful and then enraged. I read you as you turn the page, and then you're gone in the blink of an eye, where turtle doves lament and cry. This is a night, and then something clasped tight to the breast as if it might be dashed carelessly away by something too strange to resist its force. Only you might gauge the threat and danger of this secret terror that shakes you from always to never. I see you fearful and then enraged. I read you as you turn the page, and then you're gone in the blink of an eye, where turtle doves lament and cry. But no, you aren't a book to be read, nor a line of a poem or song your head rested gently on your folded arms and sad. Epitaphs were scored there and mad. The time and often there was too dim a light to see your feelings rise up in fright. I see you fearful and then enraged. I read you as you turn the page, and then you're gone in the blink of an eye, where turtle doves lament and cry. Drinking coffee in twilight and then at night, as the soft cough of time and the heron's flight, you watch a screen or lie alone with just thought and dreams. Is there something sought in these moments where a staggering touch is like an epiphany or else is nothing much? I see you fearful and then enraged. I read you as you turn the page, and then you're gone in the blink of an eye, where turtle doves lament and cry.